everyone. It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hola.
Hi, hi.
How are you?
You're hi, hi now, and I'm just hola every time.
Hola.
How's it going?
Good.
It goes well.
Are we having a good summer?
Yeah. It's actually been a pretty mild summer for our region, but I know it's August is around the corner, or I guess a day away, and it's going to get hot. Really
yeah.
hot.
Yeah. It's been nice, though, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are you watching any good TV shows?
Oh, are we?
Yeah, well, we're almost done with The Bear this season.
I gave up on season two.
Oh, this season's really good. And Jamie Lee Curtis, every time she's on the scene, that's it, should win an award. Like,
wow.
She's phenomenal.
Like, this is her best. I mean, she was great in Everything All at Once. I forgot the full name of that movie. But she's propelled to greatness in the last, like, I'd say 10 years of her career.
Anyone seen the new season of The Summer I Turned Pretty?
Mm-mm. I've not seen any of it.
Oh, I can't tell if so much time has passed that there's been a season that I missed, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I liked the original mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
How about Too Much?
No, not mm-mm. yet.
It's on the radar though. We have to finish. We're watching Animal Kingdom, which has nothing to do with animals or kingdoms.
Yeah. It's about a crime family. But a California Oceanside crime family.
Oh, so I might like that.
Oh, yeah. Lisa, it is binge worthy. It's so good.
But it's scripted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ellen Barkin.
But not that kind of crime. It's like thefts and
yeah.
like,
got it,
like
got it's, it. Yeah. It's not murder.
No, it's burglary and stuff.
Got it. Okay, cool. Well, if anyone has any show recommendations, text Mike.
Yeah. 805-380-8075.
But let's get into what we're talking about today. We have a fabulous haul from Costco.
Yay!
Mikey, you've been doing so well with your shopping hauls.
I feel good about this one.
He really likes it. He gets very excited.
Yeah, I do.
Yesterday, he was like skipping around the office talking about how this was going to be our best Costco haul yet.
It is. And by the way, I'll wait for breaking shoes for my breaking Costco shoes.
Okay.
Actually.
All right, good.
Because I forgot. I didn't put it on my list here, but there is actually some pretty good breaking Costco news.
And he wasn't really skipping. But that was not meant as an insult. Because you know who used to skip all the time?
Who?
My dad.
Really?
He used to try to embarrass me when I was a kid and skip down the grocery store.
Did he skip
store.
To his loo?
Skip
something like that. Yes. He would definitely, wherever we were out in public, he would skip to embarrass me. It was cute.
Can we post a picture of your dad with his favorite snack? What was it?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, the pirates.
Yeah, he did he loved the Trader Joe's cheese puffs.
Yeah.
And it was just cute. One year for his birthday, I covered him in like 11 bags and took a picture.
I remember
that. Adorable.
It is. All right. What do we have here as far as, breaking items? Breaking
shoes. Okay. I'll do the one that I wrote in a second. But the Costco one, I just realized if you're an executive card member at Costco, which isn't that much more than the regular membership, they now have executive hours, which they used to have a long time ago, they're back. So if you go to Costco at 9 o'clock, between 9 and 10, it's only for executive card members. So it's not as busy. It's like half empty.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's great. Like that's
amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that for seniors during COVID or something?
I think they did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had like senior hour.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, now it's just executive hour.
Yeah.
But if you're an executive senior, can you just sleep there?
Yeah.
Get there like 3 hours early?
Yeah. Or get there when the crew gets there at 5 a.m. Okay. But the breaking news that I actually had was I don't know if this is weird or breaking or good. Maybe all of them. Liquid Death, which is that water company, they just released cereal-flavored sparkling water. It's in collaboration with Fruity Pebbles, and they say it tastes like the milk at the end of your Fruity Pebbles cereal. And good stats, only 15 calories, 3 grams of sugar, sweetened with agave and stevia, and it's at select Walmarts right now, but should be at Walmarts nationwide like very soon, maybe in a couple weeks. And if you can't find it at Walmart, it'll be on their website.
That is so cool. Can I see a picture of the can?
Yeah.
First of all, like I buy Liquid Death because the cans are so cool.
I ruined my. Okay. You have it on your ship too.
Oh my God.
I do. Wow. What is that? What broke through that? Oh, it's I just love how the word death is written like the Fruity Pebbles logo mm-hmm. with like all the colors.
Yeah.
I would totally try that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Amazing. What a weird collab.
Yeah. Once we go to Walmart again next, I'll look for it and get it. Or I guess I can get it on their website too. And that's all I got.
Okay. Well, that means it's time to eat. We're starting things off with a gazpacho.
Yeah.
Gazpacho. That's a chilled soup for people mm-hmm. who don't know. It's a family meal by Chef Jose Andres. It's a traditional Spanish gazpacho. It has 100 calories a cup. I'm excited. So this, it like comes in a pouch. Mm-hmm. So you buy this on the shelf in a pouch.
Yeah, it's a refrigerator though. So not shelf stable.
It's so interesting. It looks like, what kind of pouch is that? Like a,
it like it reminds me of something
like wine in a box, like wine in a pouch. Yeah.
It's like, yes,
it's got a spout
and it looks creamy for gazpacho.
It does. More bisque like.
Wow. That's kind of odd.
Sour.
It is sour, but I think it's meant to be sour.
Yeah. I think this could be a case of we just don't know what traditional Spanish gazpacho is supposed to taste
like.
Right.
I know regular gazpacho.
Right.
Is gazpacho always Spanish though? Or is it Italian? No, I feel very dumb right now.
I mean, I think it's Spanish. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean,
It says a traditional cold drink originating from the southern region of Andalusia in Spain. It is made primarily from tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, onions, garlic bread, blah, blah, blah. Garlic, comma, bread.
Okay. The thing is, I'm tasting a lot of the peppers over the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what it is. Not sour. It's the pepper.
I think it is.
Yeah. I bet Mike loves it.
I liked it. I mean, love it, but I mean, I'm not a big hot soup person, so I do like it better than warm soup, but I don't love it.
I don't know. It's very specific. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Like, I think if you served this at a dinner party, people would be like, ooh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
And like a small cup, like a little tiny cup, maybe with a celery in on top.
Yes. Yeah. However, I'm not so interested in it.
I think it might fall into the category of if you think you'll like it, you will. Like, if you think the idea of traditional Spanish gazpacho, like it, I don't know. I think it delivers for what it is. I just don't know that it is for us.
I like gazpacho.
Oh, and it's still not. I want to try more by the family meal brands. I feel like this might not be it, but I don't know. I'm intrigued by the brand.
Me too. What else do they make?
Let's see.
Well, she finds out. I was going to say, I think if you're a fan of V8, you'll like
it. Oh, actually, but Lisa loves V8. Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie. By the way, Jose Andres in Murder, even if I'm saying his name wrong, he's a world famous chef and he does a lot of amazing humanitarian work. So we love him.
Okay. We definitely want to try more products because he has a Spanish style braised beef with sherry wine sauce.
Ooh. You just like it because that's sherry.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry. That's Mike's last name. Could be Jamie's last name too.
Could be.
But it's not.
She chose not to, and that's fine.
Pure laziness. All right. So that was the traditional Spanish gazpacho. 100 calories, 8 grams of fat, 3 Weight Watcher points. It is vegan, gluten-free, and it's available at select Costco stores.
Excellent. Next Costco item, Fotis. That's a weird name. Mediterranean antipasti with roasted tomato, bruschetta, artichoke, caponata, and Mediterranean olive tapenade. Yeah. This is a fridge item. It's got like it's a trio of dip situations together. I love these trio things.
It's beautiful packaging.
Yes.
Because it's really just
chips to.
Sure.
Yeah, beautiful packaging.
Which, what do you want to go with first?
Let's go with the, let's go with the tapenade first. Tapenade.
I put them in these really nice bowls. I believe we got these bowls from Alana Molstein.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alana. So there's a bruschetta or a bruschetta, depending how you say it, a tapenade and a caponata. I'm going to try this alone and then maybe on a cracker.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, do I get to keep this spoon?
Oh.
No, I'm going to take a new spoon. I love a tapenade.
God, very this olive-y. Is like a perfect... Oh, wow. Party food.
Wow.
You guys, wait for me.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about, I want to know what the stats are. That's like the best tapenade I think I ever had.
Yeah, that's incredible.
What the what?
Wow.
Holy moly, 35 calories a tablespoon.
That's phenomenal. Mm.
That's not bad, right?
Mm-mm. 35 calories a tablespoon.
No, it's great.
3.5 grams of fat, 1 Weight Watcher point.
For that.
That is incredible. I would eat that. Wouldn't you, Lisa, put this on like chicken breast, put it on a salad instead of salad dressing? It's absolutely so flavorful.
Wait, you guys, wait for me.
Oh, you haven't even tried it yet?
No, I tried the tapenade.
Yeah, that's all we tried.
Oh, we're still.
What's next?
Oh, let's do the caponata, which I'm not sure I know what that is. Actually.
So this is an artichoke caponata. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can find out about that. Eggplant caponata is very common.
Oh.
Sicilian dish.
I do like eggplant.
We didn't have any of this when we were in the Mediterranean.
Mm-mm, let's go back. Mm-hmm. Clearly. Ooh, this looks pretty.
It's just, these are such good party foods.
The presentation is great.
Wow, wow, wow.
I love that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, can they go 3 for 3?
I don't know. We're going to find out. That's good. So far, I think I like the tapenade better, but I love both of them.
Me too. That one has similar stats, 30 calories, 3 grams of fat, mm-hmm. 1 Weight Watcher point.
The bruschetta is looking a bit oily, but...
Yeah, that one's a little higher, I think.
Here's some bruschetta.
Thank you.
Bruschetta.
I already love this haul.
It's very oily. That's like, woo.
But sometimes that's, you know...
I mean...
Oil does make things taste good from time to time.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is one of those times. Wow. That's wow. crazy good. You don't need a whole tablespoon.
Wow.
It's just a lot of fat.
Speak for yourself.
It's a lot of fat in that thing, but it's so freaking good.
And I do think like that is something, again, take ordinary, boring health food, take a chicken breast, put a tablespoon of that on it, and it's like going to be delicious.
I was going to say, throw a little of it into tuna. Mm. It would be so good.
That's the best idea. Tuna that would be really is the good. Best idea.
And you don't need anything else. You don't need the mayo.
Yeah. Oh, genius. Good. 50 calories, 5 grams of fat.
I would like one all Weight of Watcher these. Point. All of these.
Wait,
tuna.
Hang on. There is a note. There is a note from Dana that we have to investigate. It says, surely you've heard about the TikTok antipasto salad drama. Yes?
Yes.
Wow.
You I do? Have. You know, thank goodness, because we're about to call drama. Her. What's the drama?
Okay. The drama was there was a woman who was new in the neighborhood. Somewhere, and she was invited to a July 4th celebration, and she brought this beautiful salad that she made herself. And I think it was like a family of like someone who's friends with her kid, and she showed up and they were really rude to her, like, what is she doing here? And it was like a whole big whole big drama.
What did the antipasto do?
It was just a beautiful salad.
Oh. How did it get sucked into the
and
drama?
And now like the recipe is viral.
Wow.
I don't know if I got it 100% right, but I think I did. You could Google it and
that's
see.
Crazy.
Crazy. Anyway, Jamie, do we have all the info on this?
Yeah, so that was Fotis Fine Foods. It's the trio Mediterranean antipasti, artichoke caponata, and Mediterranean olive tapenade. It's in the fridge section. It is at select Costco's and online at their website.
Claps.
Yay.
Applause.
Next up, we have something from our collective boyfriend, Chef Hack. We love him. Chef Hack's firecracker chicken with veggies. I love this. Firecracker chicken. I don't, it must Whoa. Be a recipe that I'm unfamiliar with.
Look
must
at that
be like
portion.
A hot chicken.
Hang on. How many servings
give
is
me
that?
Your plates, because this is a really hot plate. So now I have a hot holder thing, whatever they're
don't
called.
Don't forget the chicken and the beautiful carrot I
Did
see
Did I
over
get
there.
You some chicken in there?
Yes, I think so.
You
That's
want more?
5 servings, by the way.
Right. Jamie, where's your plate?
I did get a veggie. It's beautiful. What is firecracker chicken? I feel very dumb today.
Well, no, I feel like it's probably spicy chicken.
Okay. I mean, what? I would hope it's spicy. Otherwise, it's misnamed. Hmm. I think I got part of a thigh or a leg.
You want one of my pieces? And,
mm-mm.
No?
It's good. It doesn't taste spicy to me.
It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Good sweet, though, not overwhelmingly.
Mm. I love that it has edamame.
I like it.
It has a little bit of an Asian
flair. I like this
flair.
A lot.
Cabbage, edamame,
That's
broccoli.
Really good. I like that it's saucy, but not intense.
You're mm-hmm. saucy, but not intense.
The sauce Thanks. Is sweet. You're right. It's not like an overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that would also be good. Like, I feel like you could put that over zucchini noodles or mm-hmm. cauliflower rice. That would be great over.
Agreed. It would be perfect. I love that.
One cup has 160 calories, 6 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points, juicy chicken thighs, sweet and spicy sauce. It's given a medium spice rating, accurate. Cooks in 7 minutes on the stove or 4 minutes in the microwave. It's at select Costco stores. Chef Hack's firecracker chicken with veggies.
I did it on the stove, by the way.
I love it that it's thighs because thighs are just, they're hot right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's summer. Get it? Your thighs are hot because it's summer. Sorry. If you have to explain it.
You're no longer.
I got it. I was just chewing.
You're no longer saucy. Sorry.
Damn.
Okay, next up. Oh, Chef Hack. He's busy.
Yep.
Another item from Chef Hack. This is a mild red ancho beef sirloin. Wait, these are frozen or fridge?
Fridge.
Okay. In the fridge section, this is a steak dish. And I'm really excited. It's in ancho chili sauce with chipotle peppers.
Why don't you all hand me your plates just because it's really hot.
Okay.
This is 100% grass-fed beef sirloin steak strips. That's the good stuff.
And no like veggies or anything. because I was waiting for some veggies.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no veggies. It's
unless you count steak. The chipotle pepper. This is a one out of four peppers on the spice.
Mmm. But a four out of four on deliciousness.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my.
That's Chef Hack. I love him.
I think now, obviously, I can't go through my head and remember everything Chef Hack has made. This might be the best thing I've ever tasted from him.
It's quite good.
You're probably not wrong.
That's like restaurant beef. It's very tender.
Wow.
Just the flavor of the sauce. Mm-hmm. I'm eating another bite. I just love Chef Hack.
I think sometimes with products like this, brands either go too sweet or too salty. And this is neither. Neither perfect. Too sweet nor too sweet mm-hmm. salty. Mm-hmm. Chef Hack's mild red ancho beef sirloin, 5 ounces, has 210 calories, 7 grams of fat, 6 Weight Watcher points. It's at select Costco's. And as Dana has aptly pointed out, is Chef Hack coming for Kevin's Crown?
Ooh.
That's a headline if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
Kevin's Foods.
Oh, speaking of Kevin and his crown, we'll see right now because we have a Kevin's item. Kevin's Hawaiian style chicken. That sounds like an amazing item. So this is chicken breast strips with a tropical Hawaiian style sauce. Paleo, gluten-free, soy-free, no artificial ingredients. Wow, look how hot that is.
It's
comes from
hot.
The fridge also, not a frozen item. I love how far these refrigerated items have come. Looks like a chicken breast situation. Mm-hmm. And there's no veggies.
No veggies. Mm-hmm.
But tons of sauce.
And tons of chicken. But you're right
I'm
about
so
the sauce.
I'm so worried about this, Mike.
What do you mean?
It just has Jamie's computer written all over it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Kevin's great. I love him.
Mm.
I love him also. Is it okay to have two
boyfriends?
Two refrigerated product boyfriends.
That's really funny.
Mm.
That is excellent.
Give me some adjectives, Lisa. What are we feeling?
Okay. I'm feeling... I love the chicken. The chicken is perfection. The sauce is very good also. Is it the best sauce I've ever had? No, but it's good. There's something... I mean, what do you think, Mike?
It's a little bit watery, and I wonder if maybe it got watery because it was, you know, we have it heated on a hot plate with mm-hmm. aluminum over it, and maybe that could have like made it water. Because I don't recall it being that watery when I poured it onto the chicken, you know, and microwaved it.
It's still amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. It would be really great with cauliflower rice. I would do like a stir fry veggie thing. It's fabulous. Like, you really don't have to spend time buying your protein, cooking it. If you really want to just have like shortcuts, there's just no excuse to not do that anymore.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I really like that sauce. Like, if that was in a bottle, I would use it as a salad dressing. I think it's really good.
Mm. Oh, and this is the one. Hang on. Yeah, this one has monk fruit in it. Did you say that already, Jamie?
Oh, okay.
It's in the sauce.
That might be what I'm responding to.
Yeah,
it's not
zero
bad.
Added sugar. Kevin's Hawaiian style chicken. You get 5 ounces for 160 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. Paleo, gluten-free, soy-free, no artificial ingredients, fully cooked, ready in 5 at select Costco stores.
Yes. Oh, wow. Kevin is really, they're going neck and neck because now here's a beef from Kevin. By the way, if you like the thighs, that's Chef Hack's. If you like the chicken breast, that would be Kevin's. This is ginger beef.
So you would say that Kevin's a boob man and Chef Hack is a thigh man?
Yeah, exactly. A leg man. Exactly. But this Kevin's ginger beef, it's just beef strips with a soy-free ginger sauce.
I recently started using coconut aminos. Have you ever used them?
Yes, I have.
They're
instead
like
of a soy sauce.
Yeah. And it's
like lower sodium.
I don't know if they're all lower sodium. The one I have says low sodium coconut aminos, but it's really good. It's a little bit sweeter than soy. It's good.
Oh, here's a big
thank
piece
you.
Of beef.
Oh boy. Thank you.
Whoa.
This is, oh my God, it's like a battle of the beef today.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting this to be, these are like huge hunks of beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're huge hunks. I have not tried it yet, though. I can't.
Extremely tender.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It is very good.
Yeah.
If we're going head to head, I like Chef Hack's beef better.
Yeah, same.
I prefer this one. But it's mostly because my flavor profile, I am more of a sweet ginger than a red ancho.
Mm-hmm. But this, to me... I'm very sensitive to the sweetener and it tastes a little like you can tell it's not made with sugar. It's made with or maybe less sugar,
less
and more,
sugar,
more monk fruit.
Oh, that's the same on this too. Monk fruit.
Yeah. I can taste the monk fruit, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
5 ounces, 170 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points.
Good job on all of the above. I guess I can't complain about not having breakfast anymore because I'm like, I feel like I'm eating two meals here. All right. Next up, we have Tal's Baba Ganoush Mediterranean Dip and Spread. Who's Tal?
I don't know.
Well, this looks like an interesting roasted eggplant and tahini, gluten-free, plant-based dip from our friend Tal, who I don't know.
A funny story about this dip. Not really funny. It's not really interesting at all now that I think about it, but I'll still say it. When I went to go pick this up, there was a guy who saw me pick it up, and he's like, oh, if you like Baba Ganoush, you got to go to blah, blah, blah down in Topanga. It's the best Baba Ganoush. This stuff's pretty good, but that's better.
Aww.
I'm like, well, yeah, of course, a restaurant, you know, freshly made in front of you is going to be better.
We'll be the judge of that.
There's also some chips there if anybody wants to put them on. Mm. I'll just take that.
I don't think Baba Ganoush is my thing. I don't love tahini. Mm. Okay. But if you love tahini, you'll like this a lot.
Yeah.
That is exactly it. I actually really like Baba Ganoush, but this is more tahini heavy than other ones I've had. Mm-hmm. Tahini is like a sesame paste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it's very creamy.
Yeah.
It is.
Decent.
And if you love Mediterranean dips and you love Baba Ganoush and you like tahini a lot, you will like it. I just happen to not be in love with those things.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, Baba Ganoush at a restaurant. I see what that guy was saying. Like, this tastes like it's in a package, whereas a restaurant one is, you know, more fresher tasting.
It sounded like you said Baba Ganoush had a restaurant, like you were a friend of yours. I'm like, Baba. No, it's not a guy, Mike.
It could have been one down the road, maybe some guy named Baba, last name Ganoush.
My Baba?
He invented Ganoush. It.
My mom used to have this saying when she was a kid. I think we should bring it into the public consciousness. She would say, when someone would say something that like wasn't, that was addressing something she said wasn't like they didn't agree with it, wasn't true, she would go, well, it could have happened that way. I love that. Let's bring that.
That's adorable.
2 tablespoons, 40 calories, 3 grams of fat, 1 Weight Watcher point, select Costco's and other retailers. Tal's Baba Ganoush. Whoa, Mike.
Sorry, I was trying to open up the next item in it.
Stabbed it.
That scared the heck out of me.
It didn't have one of those tabs that I could pull, so I had to use an item.
Jeez, okay. Remind me to not ever make you mad. Tal's Baba Ganoush Mediterranean Dip and Spread.
Okay, that noisy item is Heritage Specialty Foods Creamy Antipasti Dip. It is another dip, another sort of Mediterranean thing. So it's seasoned with provolone cheese, artichokes, uncured salami, Kalamata olives, and pepperoncini.
I mean,
it's great.
It sounds great.
It does sound amazing. Oh, it's so thick. Mm-hmm. It's like almost like the texture of like a salad, like a...
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a scoopable salad?
Like a scoopable salad or like a cream cheese situation.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
This would be amazing in tuna, too.
Whoa.
That is so mildly creamy and delicious. Mm-hmm. I love the texture. That is...
That's stellar.
I'm glad it comes in a big tub.
You're taking it home, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe.
It's all yours.
I might.
Wow, that is really good.
I'm clapping for it. I don't know if I've ever had a dip like this.
Can I see the ingredients? Is cream cheese like one of the main ingredients or is it the provolone that's what's making it that creamy and cheesy?
It seems like it would be a cream cheese.
Sour cream is the first ingredient, then provolone, and then cream cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like that. That is nice. I don't know. What does Heritage Specialty Foods do? Like, we should look into them because they seem to be talented.
Yum, yum, yum. Select Costco's Heritage Specialty Foods Creamy Antipasti Dip. 60 calories for 2 tablespoons, 5 grams of fat, 3 Weight Watcher points.
Okay. We have to look into that brand.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Lola's Fine Salsa Family Recipe in Cherry Jalapeno. So let's take a peek at this.
So I was walking towards the exit, and this was like in a featured, like in the front. And she was staring at me.
Wait, Lola?
Was Lola?
Well, she wasn't really there, but the picture on the label was staring at me.
And she looks so nice.
Yeah.
Nobody say anything bad, even if it's terrible.
All right, hold
Nobody hurts Lola.
Hang on. Don't say anything yet, because we're first getting it scooped out. Okay. Now I want to look at Lola. Here, do you want more?
No, I'll start with this.
All right, I'll start with this. All right, let me look at Lola.
I've already had some, just by the way.
She's cute. Yeah. She doesn't look like she'd make salsa.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
That's so good.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That might be the best canned jarred, whatever you call it, jarred salsa ever.
O-M-G.
Lola.
Wow.
It's spicy. It is sweet. She looks Asian, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's from the Philippines.
Oh my God. Oh. I love Lola.
She says, in our family, Lola means grandmother. Mm. Lola's simple, all natural recipes were passed down from her family in the Philippines. Now Lola's family is proud to share their great flavor with you. We are glad to receive it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So the Philippines, I don't know, about a little 2 seconds of history. The Philippines and Mexico have like a history of like competing thousands salsa? Of years. No, like, I don't know, thousands or hundreds of years. Because it's directly, there's a direct line across the Pacific from Mexico to the Philippines. And so there was, I think there were like a trade route. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of like dishes that are similar.
I'm trying it on a cracker.
I'm really, really happy with this. It says 1 out of 4 peppers, bold with a kick. I didn't really get any heat, but it might be if you get a jalapeno.
I am getting a lot of heat. I was going to say it has to be 2 or 3 peppers. It's spicy to me.
Oh, well. Maybe you got one of the
two peppers.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
All natural, gluten-free, vegan. It's at select Costco's and other retailers. It is on Amazon.
It is?
Yeah. Let's link there on the Foodcast page.
Do you buy the jar this big or are there smaller jars on Amazon?
Let's find out. Oh, it looks a little different.
Really?
Oh, all the other flavors. Wow.
Wait, there's other flavors?
Yeah. So it's a 16-ounce jar on Amazon.
Okay, I'm buying all of the flavors right
this
now.
This is a 32. Okay, ready? Oh, some of these you're going to want to try right away.
I'm buying all of them.
Ready?
Yes.
Sweet and spicy mango.
Mm.
Sweet roasted reaper.
Oh, wow. That's hot. It's going to be hot.
Smoked bacon and sweet corn.
Oh, wow.
Natural. No, not natural. Sorry. Mild. And then Hatch chili and sweet corn.
Oh, I want that one.
Every single one of them I want.
Wait, where I'm getting all, I'm buying them.
Okay.
So hang on.
I'll send you the link.
I found it. There's mild bacon. All right. Sweet roasted pepper, sweet and spicy mango. Wait, I can't get the Hatch chili and corn.
Hmm.
And then I don't see the cherry one.
Did you see all buying options?
Yeah,
it comes
on.
Up at the top.
I can't get the cherry and corn one.
It's just not a featured offer. But if you go to see all buying options, it comes up.
Maybe I'm on a different link. Was it $12.99? I just bought it. See all buying. No, I think I have the wrong link. But I bought the Prime one. She does a lot of things.
Yeah.
Hot sauce. Like hot sauces too. Okay. Bloody Mary mix? She does a Bloody Mary mix.
Oh, wow.
I want to try every single thing. Please, someone at Lola's, hear us.
Are there a lot of like reviews or is it like, are they just on Amazon recently maybe?
I mean, 54 4.5 star reviews. That looks pretty good.
It's decent. They're probably fairly new on there.
Yeah, yeah. It says see 2 featured options that are not available. Well,
yeah.
You can buy them from other humans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it? Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Something I've learned about Amazon, sometimes it can be the actual seller, but they have to earn the featured button. It's so crazy. It's not fair.
That's crazy.
Because Amazon likes to champion products and not brands.
Hmm.
So they think if anyone is selling it and they have more reviews and a better price, that person gets the featured.
Okay. Well, they are in it for the bottom line, it seems.
Mike knows history. I know Amazon. All right, in case I skipped it, 2 tablespoons, 15 calories, no fat, 1 Weight Watcher point. It's Lola's Fine Salsa Family Recipe and Cherry Jalapeno. I think there will be more to come.
Yes, there will. Okay, next up, Junie for a happy mind. Sparkling tea with adaptogens. This is a variety pack. There's a peach, a raspberry, and a tropical.
Now, I must say, when I saw these 2 weeks ago, I had to get them. And they're great. In my opinion,
I've tried them already.
There is one standout, and I will see if you agree with me.
Okay.
But yeah, they're great. And
I cannot wait.
They have adaptogens in it, and I feel smarter since I've been drinking it.
Well, I have a question though.
Yeah.
Because you're very sensitive to sweeteners, and they only have 5 calories. What are they sweetening?
I believe it's stevia. Yeah, stevia.
Mm. Okay.
This is a company started by Jay Shetty.
Yeah, it's Jay Shetty's and his wife. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Nice. Right,
which one do you want to go with first?
I would like to go with the tropical, please.
I knew you were going to say that. That's what I picked.
Okay.
So it contains their Super 5 blend.
Wait.
Sparkling.
Lightly. Ashwagandha, lion's mane, reishi, and acerola cherry.
That's only four. Oh, and the green tea. It's like, what's the five?
Okay.
Okay, so which flavor is this?
This is tropical.
Tropical. I like that.
Ooh.
It's nice. It's not overly sweet. It would be a good mixer.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Cocktail mixer, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sparkling green tea is not something that I'm like, think I've necessarily had before, and I think it is a perfect marriage.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not even a green tea person normally, but I like that.
Where should we go next?
Let's go with peach.
Oh, I really enjoyed that. And I don't even like sparkling water.
I love sparkling water, but usually I don't like flavored sparkling water. So this is like a better version.
Yeah. And for me, the reason I don't like sparkling water is that I think sometimes it...
Sorry.
That's okay. I think sometimes it like burns, like it's too intense, and this is not burny.
This is good. It tastes like white. It tastes like white peach.
Oh, this is good. I like that one better. But again, I like sweet, and that's what makes sweeter.
Okay, and then I'll get the raspberry going.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
That's a new one.
It was goodness and gosh.
That first one tastes like passion. The second one tastes like white peach, and this is a raspberry.
Too much, Mike.
Sorry.
I think Mike likes the raspberry the most.
They're all so good.
I think the peach is the best. Okay. I think the peach is by far, but that's just me. I love peach. Like when I go to get iced tea, it's peach iced tea. Mm-hmm. Like I love peach.
I am so happy with these. Oh, wait, Junie for a happy mind. It's working.
It's working. It worked already.
Look at that.
We haven't even had like 2 ounces.
Did we try? Oh, we didn't. There's other flavors. But we don't have them all. This is the variety pack. Yeah, wow.
What they had at Costco.
You guys.
Can you put that on top of this also?
Sure can.
Turn it.
Anything else?
Nope. Yeah, no, I like those a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I have a standout. I think they're all really good. I think they're all solid.
I do too. 5 calories a can, 0 Weight Watcher points. These are at select Costco's. They're on Amazon and at drinkjuni.com.
Okay.
Oh!
I'm so scared of this.
I'm so excited.
All right. Calm down, people. This next item is a roasted seaweed sandwich. It's a roasted anchovy / sesame sandwich. So it's like a layered item with roasted seaweed, golden sesame seed, and roasted anchovy. Normally, I don't really like anchovies, though I like Caesar salad. Yeah. So it's like a layered... Is it going to be like a cracker?
Oh, they come in individual pouches.
Oh, one for you. Wow.
And thank one for you.
Imagine giving these out at Halloween.
Oh, my Well...
Oh,
they're like...
If you want to make children cry...
They're like little pieces.
They're like little sandwiches.
Oh, but you can see them if you look in the middle. They're little thin middle.
They're layered.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of wish... I wish it wasn't an anchovy.
Yeah, exact same thought. I love everything about it, except for the slight anchovy flavor.
It's not bad. This would be good on a Caesar salad. Imagine breaking these up on a Caesar salad.
Yeah. It's much better than I thought it was going to be. Because I do not like anchovies at all. And you don't really taste the anchovy as much as I thought you would.
I have questions. Okay. These are probably directed at Jamie. Jamie, question one.
Yes.
What is this sweetened with?
Yes.
Because it's very sweet.
I thought you were going to say, does it come in other flavors?
Yes, that was question two.
Okay.
Sweetener. The seasoning is the sweetener. And it says sugar, soy sauce, murin, seasoning paste, anchovy extract, shrimp extract, kelp extract, yeast extract. Those are the seasonings.
I mean,
sweeteners.
It tastes like the ocean.
Yeah.
Not in a terrible way. Yeah. And so it's sugar. And what else? And what other flavors is it coming?
A simple brown rice / sesame. I bet that one's amazing.
Yeah, that one's probably good.
Yeah. This is the only one they had at our Costco. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is like the one that they're just highlighting, you know, at Costco or not. Or if other Costco's have different flavors.
Dana says, if you don't like these, they sound right up my alley. So, Dana, there's 18 packs in the bag. Come on by Hungryland and pick some up.
Well, now there's only 15.
Now there's 15.
Dana will love these.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty good. I mean, I'm impressed.
Yeah. 25 calories, mysteriously 0 Weight Watcher points, even though it seems like it should have at least one. But Seafire Roasted Seaweed Sandwich. This is the roasted anchovy and sesame variety. It is at select Costco stores and on Amazon.
I feel like... For this next item, we should all cleanse our palate of seaweed.
Okay.
Because it's not going to make the next item taste good.
Okay, I'm drinking some Perrier. Okay.
I'm going to have some of the peach Junie.
We need some lemon sorbet, actually, but we don't have any. Next up, we have Branch Out Organic Chewy Banana Bites in Simply Bananas. Sounds like Bar-Nana.
Yeah, item. So I got this. I was like, ah, it's kind of boring. But the reason why I thought maybe get it was because it says chewy banana bite. So it's, you know, it's like dried bananas, but it says chewy.
Like the bar, like remember Bar-Nana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. it makes me think that it's not going to be like typical.
Yeah, it's not like a chip. It's like a, well, it looks like a chip. That's interesting. Yeah.
It says gentle dry technology locks in nutrition. There's 10 bananas per bag.
Wait.
It's got some puffiness. Wait,
per serving, you mean? 10 bananas per serving?
In the whole bag.
Oh, 10 full bananas in that bag.
Oh, wow.
But gentle dry is one word.
Yes.
Chewy.
May I?
It's interesting. You know what it tastes like to me?
Mm. Ooh.
Imagine your banana chips accidentally got stuck in the rain.
Yeah.
Wait, I love it.
I do too.
It's pretty good.
It's chewy, but it's not like, you know how traditional dried fruit is like sugary chewy, yeah, like candy chewy?
It's not like Bar-Nana.
It's like fluffier than that. Yeah.
It's like fluffy if Bar-Nana and a banana chip had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. It's really, really good in yogurt. It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I'm happy I got it.
I want to measure
way
out.
Way better than expected and way unique. Yeah.
I want to measure out a serving. It's because 1 ounce is 100 calories, half a gram of fat, 3 Weight Watcher points. I'm just curious how big the portion feels.
Mm-hmm. And how many servings are in that big bag?
Probably 10.
10.
Okay, so it's 10 bananas. So it's like 100 calories. All right, it's just banana.
It's a banana.
Just banana.
I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Select Costco's and on Amazon. It's Branch Out Organic Chewy Banana Bites in Simply Bananas. Can we see if they make any other mm-hmm. chewy items?
Please do.
While you guys do that, I'm going to go get the next item because it's a freezer item. So if I'm not back in time and you run out and you're done looking this up, mm-hmm. the topic is what's your favorite freeze-dried fruit?
Okay.
Yep. Specific.
Mango.
Lisa.
Sorry. These I jumped the gun.
This is we have to try all of these. Ready?
Right, tell me.
They have chewy banana bites, mm-hmm. Simply Bananas. That's what we tried. Chewy banana bites in cinnamon churro flavor.
Ooh, yes.
Then we go. We're totally branching out now. They've got pineapple chips.
Mm-hmm.
They've got bell pepper crisps.
Mm.
Carrot sticks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if those are crunchy or chewy.
Yeah, they don't say chewy like the bananas do.
Interesting. I love that. It's just very unique, the chewiness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he's back.
What was Jamie's?
No, she jumped into the real topic at hand.
A freeze-dried fruit? It's not like something that I have regularly, so it's hard for me to say. Yeah, I can't pick.
Hmm.
It's not something that I like regularly enjoy.
Okay. It's interesting, though. The one fruit that I enjoy freeze-dried more than unfreeze-dried is strawberries.
Mm. Interesting. I would probably go blueberry.
Hmm.
Yeah, but this, well, that's air dried, the one that we just had. I was going to say that might take the cake, but.
I think I just like being hydrated and I like the bigger the better. So to me, like I will always prefer fresh fruit to freeze dried, mm-hmm. but time and place.
Yeah, I would always prefer it also. But sometimes like if you're making like a Starbucks swap and you want the little stuff to float around in your drink.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. Is this our last item?
This is our last item. And it had Lisa written all over it, and that's why I got it.
Let's see it. It's Brothers Ice Cream Junior Cones Vanilla Celebration. Wow. Oh, all right. These are the cutest Ooh. Cones. They almost look like Nutty Buddies, but instead of the nuts, they have sprinkles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like vanilla ice cream cones coated with chocolate and rainbow sprinkles.
And it's kind of like those Trader Joe's. I got to make sure I open this up without tearing it off. But it's kind of like those Trader Joe's. Like
oh, like really hold the cone.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that these are funny because it's like three of them are a serving. But really, one is a serving. But I guess ice cream rules are what they are.
Right.
They're bigger than the hold
they
the
look
cone.
Huge.
Wait a second. Is this maybe... Because there's a thing that says small but mighty. These aren't small. These are full size.
What? I don't know.
Hang on.
But this is crazy.
These are definitely bigger than hold the cone.
Hang on, look. Full sized cone, 4 ounces. Junior cone, 1.8 ounces.
So which one did we get?
This one. Well, this says serving. Look on the label. It says 110 calories, one cone. So this is.
Yeah, this is the junior. I can't believe there's one that's, sorry, I can't believe there's one that's more than twice the size of this.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen. I have to pose for a photo. I think I'm in love.
Smize.
I'm in love.
You haven't even tasted it.
I don't have to.
Love at first look.
Did you, I mean.
This is so cute.
If you can fall in love when you look at
Yeah, love at first sight.
Something or
there's a reason.
Wait, oh, Mike has already got the whole thing in his mouth. Wait. This is not a good picture. All right, I'll try it.
And then I'm going to try the bottom too, see if there's a little bit of chocolate on the bottom, like some of the ones do. Yep, chocolate on the bottom.
That's how they prevent it from leaking.
This is so worth 110 calories.
Mm-hmm. It's totally. Really not. Like, when you hear junior, you think of the hold the cone little guys. Mm-hmm. This is like a nice size.
Mm-hmm. It's like a mid-size.
Mm-hmm. Mid-size
like
fashion.
Like a compact.
Mm-hmm. I'm torn because I've been eating so well. But I want to eat the whole. I'm going to eat it.
Let's hear all the stats.
110 calories, 6 grams of fat, 8 grams of sugar. Not bad. 6 Weight Watcher points.
The chocolate in the bottom. But that's for each one?
Yes, each one. Brothers okay. Ice Cream Junior Cones Vanilla Celebration. It is at select Costco stores. Should we see what else they have?
I feel like
I'm in love.
When you buy this, you immediately have to call over, like if you have a pool, call over 10 friends and have a pool party and serve this as dessert.
Yes.
Like
Lisa is perfect. The only one among us with a pool. What time should we be there?
That was a hint.
Saturday, 2 p.m.
See you then.
That actually works because we do have a party Saturday night, so we could make it.
Bring the brothers.
You bring the cones. I'll bring the splashing.
Yeah, okay. That was fantastic.
Amazing. Wow. My head's spinning.
Yeah.
I just want to eat the rest of this cone.
This has like been a very joyful podcast.
It really has. Mike, good job.
Thank you very much. So I went to Costco like 2 weeks ago and I was like, we got to do a haul. There's so many great things. And the only thing I got was the Junie because I had to get it. And when I went back the second time last week or earlier this week, there were even more things. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah. I got to do the Costco haul. And so I just started pulling things.
Good job.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were inspired.
Thank you. Yeah, because originally this was not supposed to be a Costco haul. I think it was supposed to be a Sam's Club. Sorry, Sam.
Really?
We're going to get to you eventually.
It's so funny. We keep skipping Sam, but my sister just yesterday called me and said, Sam's Club has a lot of really good things. And I think we're going to do a podcast.
Noted.
Yeah, I think we'll do it. I can't go anywhere between now and the next podcast because if I go somewhere and I see some good finds, I might be like, well, we got to do a different haul.
Well, the problem is Sam's is a haul to get the haul.
Yeah.
It's kind of far, right?
Yeah.
Where is it? How far is it?
It's
Santa Clarita?
Yeah, Oxnard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's out at like the beach.
Yeah.
I should go there this weekend.
Yeah. If you want to go and find things and freeze them.
Do I need to be a member?
You do, but I wonder if I can give you my digital membership card and you can use that.
Maybe.
I mean, it's the Hungry Girl card.
You're committing fraud on air.
Well, no, it's the Hungry Girl card.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Calm down. All right, I won't go. Okay. All right.
Lisa, are you ready to rate the items?
I'm so ready.
First up, Family Meal by Jose Andres, traditional Spanish gazpacho.
He wasn't my favorite, but I appreciate him and what he does, and I know he's a great chef, so I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Nice.
Next, we had Fotis Fine Foods, and this was the trio of antipasti, bruschetta, and caponado, tapenade.
9.5.
Wow.
Love. I'm just rating them all together.
If the bruschetta wasn't oily, would it have gotten a 10?
No, because I still like that one second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
I would say. It was great.
Yeah.
Just really good.
Yeah.
Then we tried Chef Hack's Firecracker Chicken with Veggies.
I love Chef Hack. 9.5.
Wow.
Love.
We got to get him on.
I know we do.
Chef Hack's Mild Red Ancho Beef Sirloin.
That's getting a 9.5 also.
Nice.
I think it's very tender. Love the flavor.
Yeah.
I love him.
Kevin's Hawaiian style chicken is up next.
8.5.
Yeah.
Very good.
How about Kevin's ginger beef?
I'm giving that a solid 8.5 as well. Oh. It was good. It was slightly chewy.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to how soft the other beef was, but it was good.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, it was sous vide, so that's, I think, kind of standard for sous vide. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Then we tried Tal's Baba Ganoush Mediterranean Dip and Spread.
I would say that is, for me, a 7.5. But if you love, like, if you love that kind of thing and if you love tahini, it would be higher for you.
Mm-hmm. Heritage Specialty Foods Creamy Antipasti Dip is up next.
Believe it or not, I'm giving that a 10.
I believe it.
I'm giving that a 10 because of how unique it is. It's just, it's special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we tried Lola's. Is that her?
Lola.
Oh, that's a call.
Is that you?
I'm not. we're
getting
not.
Facts line.
Lola's
what
facts
is this?
It won't come through. I know. It comes. It comes virtually to my email, but it won't be. It'll be like facts not received or something.
Okay.
Back to Lola and her fine salsa family recipe and cherry jalapeno.
10. Because this is the world's best salsa.
Hello, LA Lola.
Oh, I love you, Lola.
Next up, Junie for a Happy Mind sparkling tea with adaptogens.
9. Nice. That was excellent.
Yeah.
Good job finding that. I mean, I think a lot of people who like this kind of thing will give it a 10.
And Jay Shetty, if people don't know, I mean, he's taken over the world. Like
he's the guy.
He's got so many podcast followers. And
how did he become who he is?
He was a monk. Mm-hmm. And when he got done being a monk, he wanted to share his knowledge with the world. Mm-hmm. I think the interview that got him pretty famous was he did a Kobe interview, Kobe Bryant, like months before Kobe passed away. And that was like Kobe's last interview. And that kind of like flew him into the stratosphere.
I adore him. He's such a genuine personality. And, you know, he posted something that was like, you know, how it started, where it is now kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was him doing like a, you know, like one of his talks, and there's like, you know, 10 people there, but he's just always been passionate and just pushed through until he found his people. And he's really positive.
Good for him.
Positive light in the world.
We should support him. What else does he make? Does he make other things?
I don't know.
This as an excuse to eat ice cream as you answer.
Well, he's, you know, I think he's behind the the company was started by him, but I don't think food is his bread and butter, so to speak. But he does lots of wonderful things and people should follow him on social media.
Like he does like concert, like speaking engagements and gets like, you know, sells out the Staples Center or whatever it's called now.
But food is motivational.
Yeah.
Okay. Next we tried Sea Fire Roasted Seaweed Sandwich in the roasted anchovy and sesame flavor.
Wow. I do appreciate it. Not 100% my thing, but 7.
All right. Dana, I'll leave it on your desk.
Remember when Dana's desk used to get like, she used to accumulate so many dirty dishes. And then when Olga would come in on the weekend to clean up, she would rat her out. She would text Lisa, look at Dana's desk. So many foods.
Jamie, do you want to know what she said about you?
I know what she said about Jamie.
You would splash everything on the stove.
Jamie overflew. This is not a surprise.
All of her oatmeal got stuck to the stove.
But how did she know it was me?
She knew. Oh, Olga knows everything.
Yeah.
There is nothing Olga does not. She is the smartest person I know.
She probably saw oatmeal stains on your desk and put
she put it together.
And then on your cheeks.
I don't eat oatmeal or eggs anymore, by the way.
What?
I can't stand the shame of it. I can't be held. No, I really don't. Rice cakes have replaced my oatmeal.
Wow.
And
you don't eat hard-boiled eggs?
No, egg scramble in a mug.
Oh, but you eat eggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just not hard-boiled.
Okay. That's okay.
All right. Next, we have Branch Out Organic Chewy Banana Bites in Simply Banana.
Those are excellent. I'm giving them an 8.5.
Yeah.
Next up, Brothers Ice Cream Junior Cones Vanilla Celebration.
9.5.
Yay. That's seriously, for 110 calories, that's really impressive.
I know.
Do you think it's real?
Yeah, because I don't think they're that big.
Yeah.
The cones are like the little waffle cones. So that cone probably has about 30, 35 calories at most.
Yeah.
And then there's not that much ice cream.
Yeah, true.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
This was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she wrote.
Well, are we giving anything away today?
Yeah, we can give something away randomly.
We've all collectively decided that you guys should send us pictures of you and your pets.
Yes.
But wait, should we give prizes for the most unique pets?
No.
Or do it at random?
Let's do it at random.
But we welcome unique pets.
Yeah.
Right.
A betta fish.
Yeah. What are some unique pets other than a betta fish?
A snake.
Do you know about Petunia?
The pig?
Yeah.
Whose pig?
Wait, you know about Petunia the pig?
I mean, I know Petunia is a pig's name.
Okay, well, Petunia...
Is that known?
Yes!
Oh, because there's a mini potbelly pig on TikTok called Petunia. It's a pig farmer, and Petunia was the runt of the litter, and she wasn't catching on, so they brought her into the house and made her a house pig. And she started, like, tiny, like the size of your palm, and now she's, like, you know, she's probably, like, penny size now. Like our
not the size of a penny, the size of our dog.
Yeah, our dog Penny.
She's shrunk.
But she's like the cutest little. And every time she walks, she oinks. Like, oink, 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 oink,
oink, oink, oink, oink. You know, the thing about pigs, and I've heard this now from about at least 10 people that I know, because I know a lot of people that owned pigs, they think they're getting like a small pot-bellied pig, and then it grows to like 250 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a fake out.
used to, like, we'd be watching a TV show or doing something and Mike would be distracted on his phone. I'd be like, who are you texting? And he's like, Petunia just took her first steps.
That's so cute. Why are we talking about pigs?
Why not?
Oh, because pets.
Oh, if anyone has a pig, they win.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but you just send pictures of you and your pet or your pet alone or whatever.
Yeah, 805-380-8075.
I really lost track of my...
Pigs will do that to you.
Seriously, now I'm thinking about bacon.
No!
Sorry!
Wow, sorry, Petunia.
I don't even like bacon.
That was terrible.
I know, I'm not even a bacon fan. It's fine. That was just for bacon? Comedic purposes only.
Bacon is good, but it's definitely one of those overrated.
Can we not?
Meats.
All right, we're gonna end this podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. We truly appreciate it, and we do love you. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.